Yeah, look, the giant chicken's Boba Fett.
You are beaten. It is useless, Theseus.
Taking one last look, sir, at my friends.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Thursday night. We are right here on the GNN Cantina Happy Hour. Debbie is giving me a sour look. Are we good, Debbie?
Nope. Maybe. I'll have to redo it tomorrow.
All right. So we're apparently having technical difficulties, but we are here. Are we on? Are we live? Are we good as far as that goes? It's just the description and everything's all?
Yeah, it says we're live. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Hey, pull up a stool then and have a drink with us here at the Cantina, all right? We're here to talk Star Wars, and nothing but Star Wars, and possibly anything else that comes across our mind. You know how we are. I am your host, David. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are glad you're here. Glad you're joining us. With me, as always, is my co-host, Debbie. Debbie, how are you this evening?
Doing good. It survived all the nasty storms we had today. We had some tornadoes further south.
Yeah, I know. They were in my neck of the woods. I mean, like, literally, like, 2 miles down the road.
We had hail.
Yeah, we did, too. Like, all fall size.
Oh, ours was, like, D-size and quarter size. So
I was honestly
too big.
Because it was all moving through at, like, 7:15 this evening, I was like, oh, I sure hope this isn't going to affect the happy hour tonight, because that's going to be, like, a last minute. I have to call it because I have no power or I have no internet or something other god-awful has happened, but we're good. It's good. Also with us tonight, as he always is, Cam from Cam and Focus. Cam, how are you this evening?
Oh, I'm exhausted. It's been a hell of a week, and it's not even over yet.
Yeah.
Is that a portrait of Rian Johnson as your avatar?
What?
Because his head is so round.
Oh. Yes. Yes. Also with us tonight, Andrew. Andrew, how are you this evening?
Doing well, doing well.
Very good, very good. Andrew is in my neck of the woods. Did you have nasty weather tonight, too?
It is hitting me right now.
Ew, that's not good.
Oh, yeah, no. So the internet this time can't be blamed on mom playing Fortnite.
So if I cut in now, it's because of that.
It's because of the weather and not mom playing Fortnite.
Nope.
All right.
She's not even here.
Oh, see? Nope, you get rid of her so the bandwidth stays, you know, where it needs
to
be.
She's at her own happy hour.
Yeah. Nice. Way to go, mom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also with us tonight, very special guest, Mr. John Ambrose from Geek News Now. John, how are you this evening?
Good. Good Friday can't come soon enough because I need a drink.
Oh. Yes, it is that time of year. It is Lent.
That time of year, and Lent is tough. So, yeah, there's a cannot wait for Good Friday.
Yes.
Yep, yep. Okay, so I'm not in the know, and I had this question the other day. So Lent is basically the abstinence of something that is sinful in your life, and you do that until Easter. But do you kind of get screwed because St. Paddy's Day is right in the middle of everything? How does that work?
Well, you don't have to give up booze.
Oh.
So, I mean, you know, I chose to because, I mean, I don't bartend anymore. And St. Paddy's Day, you know, I'm 40 years old, so I'm not going to the bars anyway. You know, so I, you know, it's the same to me as it is April 2nd.
Okay.
But it's something, you know, it's like a nice little kickstart to the year. You know, you give up the booze, you give up the meat on Fridays, you get a little bit healthier. And you know, it's kind of a nice refresher.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was just curious about how that whole booze thing worked out. I'm giving up alcohol for Lent. Here comes St. Paddy's Day. Oh, crap.
I don't know if the Pope blessed.
Yeah, see, that's the other thing. It's St. Paddy's Day. It's kind of a religious thing, isn't it? Right?
Yeah. I don't know if the Pope blessed alcohol, but if St. Paddy's Day does fall on a Friday where we're not allowed to eat meat, you are exempt and you can have.
Oh.
So
Well, there you go. All right. Well, tonight we've got a full docket of stuff. We've got two episodes of The Bad Batch to cover, which I'll get into those because holy smokes, we'll get into that. Before we do, though, Cam sent me an article this week. Well, he didn't send me an article. He
tagged you in one
on Facebook. Yeah, about this article, and it's about Boba Fett. It's about Slave One. We say Slave One here on the Cantina Happy Hour, and this article is all about Slave One, and they kept calling it Boba Fett Starship. They talk about the ships carry a certain iconography as a certain characters, and this is true. I mean, the Millennium Falcon is definitely one of those. I would probably say too, maybe the Star Destroyers, because they're, you know, that's the first thing anybody sees in the movies, that thing flying over, right? But I had an issue with this. I really had an issue with this article, because it says, let me find the line here so I can get a direct quote. They talk about Book of Boba Fett, and it probably won't, but Boba Fett will most likely not get a second season for Book of Boba Fett, but we're going to get we'll probably get him in upcoming movies and whatnot. We got Filoni still doing what he needs to do. Here we go. It says, one of the best examples is Boba Fett's ship. Originally, the vessel was called Slave One, but because of racial implications, Disney quietly retired the name.
Racial implications.
That's what it says, is racial implications.
I feel like by saying that, they themselves are implying that they're equating the word slave to black people. But it's like, isn't it a little bit racist to do that? Because there were other slaves too.
There have been, I got news for you. You know, they always say that prostitution is the world's oldest profession. I got news for you. I think slavery goes back further than that, because I mean, you even religious or not, I mean, some of the oldest writings that we have up to and including the Bible all include slavery, slaves, you know, the Israelites were slaves in Egypt, for crying out loud, you know.
Man, look at the pyramids.
Yeah. Yeah. Who are the pyramids built by? Aliens?
Obviously.
Obviously. Yes. Alien slave.
Yeah. That would make the most sense.
Alien starships. I don't get it for a multitude of reasons. I mean, because at the heart of it, isn't Boba Fett a bad guy?
Yeah.
So who cares?
Back up. Boba Fett is not really a bad guy. He's not really a good guy. He's not really an anti-hero. He's more of a...
He's like chaotic neutral.
I'm looking out for me. So... Okay.
All right, let's replace bad guy for the sake of argument. Let's replace bad guy with antagonist.
No, antagonist is different. We had this discussion already. Protagonist is the main character of your story. Antagonist is the enemy of the protagonist. Boba Fett is just kind of out there doing his own thing. He's just a man looking to make his way in the galaxy. Yep. The highest bidder wins.
Trying to pay off his bet.
Yeah. Exactly. So, again, we are very much a show of Slave One. We like Slave One. We will continue to say Slave One. It will never be Boba Fett's starship. It will never be the fire spray, which, I mean, that's like saying, oh, it's the fire spray. Oh, well, it's not the Millennium Falcon anymore. It's the YT-1300. It's like, come on. Like, it's the make of the ship.
That sounds like a car that GM would have put out in like the 80s.
The YT 1300?
No, the Fire Spray.
Oh, the Fire Spray?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they had the Firebird. Why not the Fire Spray?
Sure.
I gotta say, Boba, this is one beauty of a ship. Not crazy about the name, though.
There you go. One. That's what we got. Next up on our docket of things, because we want to keep things moving here, is we got some interesting news, and Mr. Ambrose down there has written an article about this, and I'm going to let you kind of take the reins on this one and tell us what's going on.
All right, so the news came in last night. Patty Jenkins was on an Apple podcast. I believe it's called Talking Pictures, if you want to check out that. And she was discussing with the host that after the fallout of Wonder Woman 3, there was apparently a deal she struck a couple of years ago with Disney that once Wonder Woman 3 wrapped, they would revisit the situation with Rogue Squadron because it's a project she really, really wanted to do. And when James Gunn took over the DCU and completely scrapped everything, she was able to go to Disney, Kathleen Kennedy, obviously, specifically, and say, hey, I'm ready to do this. But the progress was hindered by the strike, and it kind of got lost in the fray. So now it's been revisited again, and she's penning a draft. We're going to get a Rogue Squadron movie, hopefully. I don't know where it's going to factor in, because this is going to be like the fourth... No... So like the fifth Star Wars movie on the docket now on the production schedule, along with the shows. So she's got plenty of time to work it out. Her vision for it is really good. She wants to do like a fighter pilot movie, which I think of the Star Wars universe would be amazing.
Long overdue.
And she's going to honor the books.
Thank God.
Honestly, I haven't read, but she's going to honor the books. They were written by a guy named Stackpole, I believe.
Michael A. Stackpole. Yep, you're right.
And Wedge Antilles is the main character in those books, and it's going to kind of be a mashup, as she described it, between the books and the video game.
Cool.
Which I think she'll lean heavier on the books because Luke Skywalker is the main character in the video game, and I don't know if she's going to want to deep fake Mark Hamill or if Mark Hamill is even going to want to be involved.
If I recall correctly, Rogue Squadron didn't. It was Luke wasn't really the main character. It was more, hey, you're a pilot from the Outer Rim, and the Rebels have recruited you. You're a pilot from an Outer Rim planet, and the pilots have recruited you. And you went and flew all the exact same missions that Luke flew, but it was
so it was Star Fox with Star Wars characters, pretty much.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
The one thing I didn't like, for me, X-Wing was always really cool because you could just fly around and do whatever. You know, you had your mission and you knew what you needed to do. With Rogue Squadron, though, it was you were always on a set course, and it was like, okay, we've got to fly around and shoot down three TIE fighters. Well, you were always flying that exact same course while the TIE fighters kept passing you, and you had to shoot the TIE fighters or whatever it was. So it wasn't like you could, okay, I need to shoot these two TIE fighters down, then I need to swing over here and hit this bomber and then go back to this other TIE fighter. So,
yeah. But the essence of the
article, the freedom,
the essence of the article, which you can read at geeknewsnow.net, is pretty much this is what Star Wars needs. I think Patty Jenkins gets a bad rap because of Wonder Woman 84. I mean,
I was looking at it going, why was Wonder Woman 3 even greenlit after Wonder Woman 84? Why did they even say, oh, yeah, sure, do a third one?
You do have to realize that even good directors have a bad movie. And this is Patty Jenkins is a good director. I mean, she wrote and directed Monster, which if she made that today, she'd probably be nominated for Best Director. I think she made it in a year where the Best Director category was really heavy, and she lost out on it. That's the one with Charlize Theron. She played the serial killer. She won the...
Oh, yeah. It was Christina Ricci. That was a good movie.
And it was nominated for a lot of awards, but I think that was a year where it was heavy on directors, and she kind of got overlooked on it.
I think Theron did win best.
She won best actress.
Actress for that one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Wonder Woman wasn't bad. It's just, I guess in Hollywood, you're only as good as your last movie, and her last movie happens to be Wonder Woman 84. So
I still have, to this day, have not watched the first Wonder Woman all the way through.
Oh, I made it. Bad. It's Captain America.
It's good.
It's the best way to describe it.
I watched about, I got about halfway through it and thought, it's not for me. Sorry. For all of you DC people out there that love that movie, I apologize. I maybe it'll be like Dune, and Cam, I'll sit down one weekend and force myself to watch it. And
look, the talent pool is shallow. When you compare it to the other DC movies, it's amazing. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not going to argue with you on that one. You're true, absolutely yeah. right. I think Man of Steel like was the last decent DC movie. And that was the first one.
But I
think Batman.
And I go into the article, and it's really right now when you look at it, I know not all these projects are going to be good. A lot of them are not a lot of them, but a portion of them might be stinkers. But it's been a long time since Star Wars fans have had this much content to look at, and we've got three shows debuting. This year, we've got Andor season 2 coming, Skeleton Crew, which I hope eventually comes because it was supposed to come out last year.
They're looking for later this year. I think it's like going to be October, November time frame. So it'll be the end of the year.
And The Acolyte, which I'm not crazy about after the presentation at Celebration, but hey, let's give it a point. I mean, let's give it a try. And I'm looking at it like, you know, some of this isn't going to be good, but it's like opening day in baseball, you know, nothing good or bad has happened yet. Let's give everything a chance because anything's possible. And, we might have a good run of Star Wars content coming our way. So,
well, if the Bad Batch is any indication, then we're up for some good stuff, especially that, like I said, this last season. And we'll get into that in a minute. But yes, I am definitely one of the things that I would say about Rogue Squadron, this new Rogue Squadron movie or Rogue Flight or whatever it's going to be called, is again, it, and this was one of the things probably that appealed to me about Rogue One, was more that it's about the people. It's not about the Jedi and here's how we use the Force to fix this problem, the mystical energy. This is just the normal, everyday folks doing what they need to do. And that's why it appeals to me, I guess.
Yeah.
And this will be the same kind of thing.
And yeah, and that's why I liked Andor. And this is the problem that I'll play devil's advocate for Lucasfilm, because this is the problem with creating Star Wars, is people want something different. And then when you give them something different like Andor and you say, okay, let's take the Jedi out of it and like do all these new characters and have some espionage and make kind of a cool little show, people are wondering where the hell the Jedi went. And you really can't win.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, I think
Debbie's getting a shout out.
I think a big part of the issue there is, you know, people consume media for different reasons. For people who are, you know, super rabid fans of Star Wars, you know, that they're not just fans of Star Wars, they're fans of what they love about Star Wars. And for most people, what they love about Star Wars is, you know, the Jedi, the Sith, the lightsaber fights, the Force, and et cetera, et cetera. And so to have, you know, that this project come along that is kind of outside the box and doesn't include those things, not only does it tend to be kind of jarring, but people go into it with a predisposition of, okay, well, this isn't going to have this one thing that I love. So automatically they're more inclined to feel negatively about it because they're going to sit there wondering why they're not getting what they like.
My thought on the whole process is, it's one, Star Wars is Star Wars, whether it's Force users or not. But also, it's nice to get a break from the superheroes every once in a while. This being the Jedi and the Sith and whatnot. So,
and mm-hmm. I'm, and
I think that's why The Mandalorian has done as well as it's done. I mean, the Force is still there, but it's not like front and center.
And it might be my like ADHD speaking, but I've always been kind of like, I've always wondered when I watch movies, like side characters, it's like, I wonder what that guy does. I wonder like when this guy's off, like flying his mission, what are those guys doing?
Yeah.
And like, that's kind of like why I like the shows like Andor, and because it actually explains some of that stuff. So.
Well, there you go. Go check it out. Geeknewsnow.net. But I want to get into, we've got two episodes of The Bad Batch, so I want to get into that because...
It's my cue to leave. Thank you for having me, guys.
You're very welcome. Anytime.
Have a great
Love having you on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, John.
So, Bad Batch seasons 6 and 7. No, season 6 and 7. I wish.
We wish.
What do you know? Who do you work for?
Shh. Filoni, we know you're watching. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I did not mean to spill the beans. My bad.
You're going to see guys in suits and glasses show up at your door tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, the helicopters are landing in my front yard right now. So yeah. I'm going to be banging my door down here in just a minute. So far, okay, we're seven episodes in. We're a little over halfway through the season. And there has not been a throwaway episode yet this season, you know, just a filler episode, if you will. All of these episodes have been stories. It's all the main plot of season 3. And God help me, I'm loving it because you don't have to deal with the filler episodes. You can get right into the meat and potatoes of these episodes. These two were just, I don't know. Okay, so a couple of weekends ago, I went and bought me a new 4K HD TV, brand spanking new. Got it up here in my game room. And I sat down and watched last night The Bad Batch. I had all the lights turned off. 4K HDTV glory. I don't know if I've never noticed this before or if they've perfected it, but when they were there was a lot of them running around in the armor without with their helmets on and everything, so you can't see faces, but it did not look like a cartoon. It did not look animated. I mean, just the fluidity of the characters, the way that they were moving. I don't know. There was just something about it. Maybe it was the 4K experience. Maybe because I've noticed Disney Plus now, every time I push play, it'll say UHD, which I'm guessing means ultra high definition.
So they're playing the episode that as well.
But in
a couple of scenes where I'm like, this, man,
yeah, you know, it looks good. It looks good.
Real. Yeah. There was a shot of a mountain in one episode. And it looked real to me. Like, I had a hard time convincing myself it was animated.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I wish I had that experience, you know, but like, whenever I'm watching these episodes on Disney Plus, like, everything is so dark. Like, I don't know what Disney Plus's deal. Well, streaming in general, because I had this issue when I watch stuff on HBO Max as well. I mean, everything is just so damn dark. And, you know, most of this episode was them running around in the dark, so I couldn't see a damn thing.
Maybe you need to check the settings on your TV.
I had that. That was a problem with House of the Dragon when it came out. Mm-hmm. People were talking about how hard it was to see everything.
Well, they want it dark and gritty.
So it is.
It's like, well, it's so dark, I can't see it.
Am I listening to the episode? You know.
Yeah, I'm watching it on audiobook.
Yeah.
But yes, I thought it was great. Cam, if you have issues, you can come over to my house and watch it on my TV. You're fine. It's a little bit of a drive, I know, but
oh yeah, you know, that's only 17-hour drive.
Something like that. Yeah, it's not too bad. Not too bad.
Just to hop and a skip across the pond.
Yeah,
I'll drive 5 hours up to your house to watch, unfortunately.
I don't think you live that far, even. Anyway.
No, it's probably more like 3 hours.
So we start off, they are headed to, we start off with Rex. And again, this was one of those episodes that started off and I was like, okay, we're going to not have the Bad Batch in this episode because they didn't show up until well into the first episode. And again, both of these episodes were like back to back. It was one ended and it was like to be continued kind of thing. So here's the second episode. Here's the end of it. Here's the thing. You've got this, they catch this. Well, it's the meeting of the senators first, right? They met the senators were meeting and Rex and his group are kind of playing bodyguard for them while they have a meeting about the Emperor and what's to be done about the Empire. And then this assassin shows up and tries to kill the senators. And honestly, I was thinking to myself, oh, it's Ventress. Here's Ventress. Because he was moving around. He was jumping around the way he was carrying himself. It was just like, oh, here it is. And then they caught him and I was like, oh, it's just a clone. Oh, man. It's just a clone. Nothing special about this. But they did end up catching him. They removed his...
Suicide tooth.
Yeah, and we've seen that. And that was Mandalorian. We saw that too. When they captured the ship, when he helped Bo-Katan capture the ship in the second season. The pilots of the ship did that. So yeah, they caught his little suicide tooth before he could do it. Well, they stunned him. He was out cold. They didn't catch the bio detectors though. So that, of course, I mean, they're like human tracking devices. So they tried to convert him, They tried to unbrainwash him. Look, they're bad. We're good. When they find the we get the little pucks again that we saw in The Mandalorian, the little bounty pucks and. Omega is on one. And that's when they call the batch in and say, hey, you guys are in trouble because this guy is looking for you. And who was the other commander there with Rex? The one Hauser. That didn't trust. Huh?
I think it was Hauser.
Hauser, yes.
Hauser, yeah.
Obviously some distrust with Crosshair. I think Rex is cautious about it, but I don't think I think he's kind of like Hunter and Breaker, where it's like, we'll take it day by day. We'll just right now it's fine. He's good and everything's good. But again, we get a good. God, I loved this Crosshair episode. It's a great Crosshair episode. More development from him. Because they get him in there with the assassin. He's like, oh, poor little baby. Does she want to talk about Star Wars too?
Well, she could try, but
okay.
I might have to get someone to translate.
She's giving us her take on Rex.
Oh, is that what it is? All right. So, but you know, he's what, you guys kept him alive. You guys didn't kill him. You know, you still have, oh God, you guys still have him, don't you? We got to get out of here. They're tracking him. No, we're fine. Don't worry. We stunned him and we removed his little. It's like, no. And then they walk in the room and they see him. He's like, we got to leave, like right now. We got to go, because he knows. He knows what this is all about. He's apparently has again grown into this. This is something that he was trying to achieve. He was trying to be one of these guys. So. They send another one to neutralize him. I love the way that they, why have I been activated? Well, we've got to neutralize it's like another Winter Soldier going on. We got to neutralize the other Winter Soldier. And then they have to escape. They have to basically get out of their base. They got to get out of there because they know where they are now and they're being attacked and we gotta move. And we gotta leave the wannabe Jabba's palace. I don't know if you noticed that, but
I'm glad I wasn't the only one who thought that.
It was the planet Teth, which was on the very, or it was on the Clone Wars movie.
Oh, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Who watched that?
I did. I saw it in the theaters. I think I own the DVD somewhere.
I watch it every so often.
I need to watch it again. I guess I'm due. If
I was too little to see it in the theater when it came out.
Oh Lord!
So I saw it on Disney Plus. I wouldn't have known what was going on. I was just a wee little toddler.
All right, Andrew, you just hush. I'm gonna turn Andrew off for a minute.
Pipe down, Sonny.
Yeah, you can mute
me. You darn kids, get off my lawn.
Let's just there's say always a way. The Sith turns 20. I'll turn 20. I'll just say that.
Oh God,
that's next rough. Year. Is that next? Yeah, that is next year. Speaking of next year, this was some other news. I guess I meant to discuss, and we're going to talk about it right here, real quick. 4K Star Wars 4K coming to the theaters in May. I'm going to assume probably released around the 4th for Star Wars weekend. That's been all over everywhere. So go to the theaters and
watch. The shows are getting physical releases as well. All the shows, the live action shows are getting.
Yes, the Mandalorian.
4K Blu-ray releases.
I'm going to have to go buy them now. Why are you going to buy them? You can just stream them on Disney Plus because I like physical copies.
Yep, I already bought season 2 of Mandalorian on Blu-ray. I just kind of happened to walk by it one day. I was like, oh my god, and there it is.
Oh, I need it.
Yeah. season 1 on Blu-ray is kind of hard for me to find, though. For some reason, I can't find it not bundled with season 2 and not stupid expensive.
Mm. Oh, if it's bundled with season 2, I'll just get both of them.
There's an old man going to grab season 2 and Cam pushes him out of the way. I need
actually. No, I'll wait till they drop season 3 and I'll buy all 3 of them bundled together. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a ticket. Then I don't have to worry about finding all of them. Anyway, go to the theaters, watch the Star Wars movies May the 4th weekend. I'm planning on taking the boys. We're going to go. It's going to be great. But this was you got Wolf in this one too. Yep. Commander Wolf, he's running the Stormtrooper Brigade, trying to hunt them down. Well, is it a Stormtrooper Brigade? They're all ex-clones. I mean,
they have a couple of commandos with them.
Yeah. And those guys came from, my guess would be they came from Tantus, because it was pretty much a... we need to save the target kind of thing versus kill them all and let God sort them out. So I like the idea that the other assassin, the other, I don't know, what are we gonna, what do we have a name for these guys?
So far, they've just been called operatives.
Okay. This second one was called CX2.
I just meant in general, you know, those guys are stormtroopers. Those guys are clone troopers. These guys are.
Well, they refer to them as the shadows.
Okay.
The bad, or Rex referred to them as the shadow.
We'll go with that.
But their ID is CX. Well, this one is CX2, so I assume there's a CX3 and 4.
Well, I'm going to guess that probably CX1 was probably the one that he assassinated. So they sent the first one and he's the second one. But this isn't the first time Rex and his crew have run into these guys either. they said they've run into him before. So it's another one of these, those, in fact, that may have been where he said that. It's another one of those shadow guys.
Well, season two.
Was it two?
Mm-hmm.
God, I'm going to have to go back and watch season two again. Hmm. Yeah, Debbie, why are you making my life hard? You're going to make,
Yep.
We lost Cam.
Uh-oh. We lost Cam.
The baby disconnected him.
And Andrew's going, it wasn't me. He's like, woohoo, I wasn't the first one. Yay!
New record. Yeah,
these shadow operatives. And I love it when they say, oh, he's gone rogue. I love when they say that. It's great. Because he knows we can't kill this. We can't kill Omega. That's, you know, that's the primary target. Mm-hmm. And he's trying not to kill her. And I think he's rogue because he's concerned that they are trying to kill her, or they are going to inadvertently kill her. So he shoots the ship down. Oh, you just shot the ship down. Yeah, crash. That won't kill her. So the shuttles, I'm not a fan of the shuttles. I think they look tacky. I mean, I get it. We're dropping troops, but still don't like it. But again, we get this this touching moment between Rex and Wolf at the very end. You know, you got to let us go. Come join us. Wolf is very much the I'm a soldier. Sir, they were traitors, yes, but they were clones. They were our brothers, so
we owe them that.
Yeah. And the operative is still alive. The shadow is still alive. Even though he went down the falls with no. I see her. Oh. Dun-dum. It's like it's that sharp pin. It just comes across. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. She's coming.
Then she strikes Debbie, and we're all.
But anyway, my thoughts. I loved these two episodes. I've loved the fact that we haven't had any filler episodes so far. I love the fact that we're halfway through the season. We still haven't had any filler episodes because that leads me to believe that. My browser crashed, and it's not letting me back into the stream.
Know how you feel, Cam.
Andrew does that all the time.
Yeah. But it's almost not an episode without me doing it.
Yep. Debbie, what were these two episodes, what were your overall thoughts?
I loved them. This whole season's been tens all around, so I haven't been disappointed yet.
I don't know about tens because nothing is perfect, but it's a good solid 9.5 for me. I can't think of anything that's just been bad. Maybe the fact that you know what I don't like about this season? The fact that it's animated. If this was a live show, it'd be just about perfect. But if this was a live performance, people would be complaining that it wasn't animated and more camaraderie between Omega and Crosshair. Yes. Especially he's the one that gave her she's ditched the bow and arrow, and she has a crossbow gun now. He didn't give that.
That was Echo.
Mm-hmm. Oh. See, that would have been a great
that was Echo, yeah.
Echo. I loved the they're sitting around doing like nothing while they're trying to figure out what was going on, and the shadows just kind of moving around, getting things figured out. I think that, to me, that adds to the intensity of the situation, because you as the viewer know what's going on, but then they don't know, and they're getting lax. They're sitting back, and you're like, oh, this is going to be bad. When this goes off, it's going to go off quick, fast, and in a hurry, and they're not going to be ready for it. So
I was disappointed. I really enjoyed getting both
of these episodes together, though.
Yeah, I think I should have dropped. I think it should have been one week and then next week, because I think that would have had people just dying to wait for next week. But then I think you would have had people complaining again. Why did you just drop the second episode? I'm sorry, Debbie. What did you say, or what were you saying?
True. Yeah.
I was disappointed we didn't get the bounty hunters.
See, and that's what I said
last week.
You had called that, and then when, like I said, when I saw that operative, and I was like, oh, here's Ventress. This is the bounty hunters. This is Debbie called it.
That's what I thought too. That's
and then I was like, ah, crap, clones. Never mind.
I thought that would be. I thought at the part in episode 7 when we see the operative get out of the water, I thought that the operative would take their helmet off and it'd be Asajj, and then the episode would, you know, cut to the next part. But obviously that was not the case.
No. Hang on. I'm looking up because they did. Let's see. So next week is the return.
We already had that episode.
No, we did. Next week is Bad Territory. Hmm. Bad Territory. Somewhere I saw they had listed all the titles for season 3. And one of them sounded, and it's one of the later ones.
Yeah, I think.
Sounded very.
I think Star Wars.
Very much like you could have had the bounty hunters in it, so. I don't remember where I saw it, but
I thought I had sent you one
Bounty Hunters
a while back.
Oh, maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. I just don't remember. I'll have to find it. But yeah, I think there was one that was going to be like that we were looking at, and it was like, oh, okay. Or I was looking at it anyway, and it was like, oh, here's the Bounty Hunters episode. You sent me the X-Men titles.
Oh, I thought I sent the Bad Batch ones too. It might have been way further back
before they started.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, I would have swore that there was I've seen one floating around somewhere of all the titles for Bad Batch season 3, and there was one as like it was one of the later episodes to where I was looking at it going, okay, that could be that's probably where we're gonna get the bounty hunter episodes, so that's probably what we're doing now. And we know that there at least Asajj is gonna be in this, right?
Asajj, Vennik, and Cad Bane.
Yeah,
because they were all in the previews and stuff.
Trailer, yeah.
The we're gonna give away the entire season before the season even shows. That was one. That's excellent. You could have not shown any of that, and then when they do make their appearance, that would have been like people's minds just going. You would have heard a collective pop from everybody's brain popping all at the same time while I watched it. Mm. Debbie's looking for it.
Oh, yeah, I thought I found it and then I didn't.
No, I don't remember where I saw it. I'm sure it was scrolling Facebook at some point in the last day or two.
Ah, here we go.
Okay.
Let's see. 7. Okay, so 8 is bad territory. 9 is the Harbinger. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Let's see. Episode 10 is Identity Crisis, and then 11 is Point of No Return. Episode 12 is Juggernaut. 13 is Into the Breach. 14 is Flash Strike. And then the very last episode is The Calvary Has Arrived.
Oh, man. Yeah. That might be a really sad episode. I don't know.
I don't want to call it because it's still too early and I don't want it to happen. I've got a feeling that they're all going to be dead by the end of this. Maybe like Rebels, where most of them are dead.
But Omega.
Well, but see, that's the problem, is because they're looking for the high M count clone. And if Omega is out there, why hunt Grogu? Why hunt Grogu after Return of the Jedi? Why are you not still hunting Omega?
That's true. Yeah.
Well, I thought
maybe she does die. Maybe.
I thought we were going to lose Crosshair.
I thought we were going to lose him there for a minute too. Crosshair almost died in this one.
Don't do it.
Not yet.
I was like, they can't kill him this way.
Just fix him. No.
Not this way.
I was going to be so pissed if that happened. I was like, he just had his redemption arc, in the process of his redemption arc, and you're going to kill him off.
That wouldn't surprise me, though, because we lost Tech at the end of season 2. And honestly, if they're going to kill all of them off, would it surprise you at all to where it's like they don't do it all in the last episode, but just kind of slowly over the rest of the season to where it's like, okay, I'm not quite over Crosshair. Oh my gosh, Wrecker's gone. Oh God, no. And then like 2 episodes, like, oh my God, Hunter, no. And then the last episode, oh my God, I'm pissed. I think that would be amazing. You want people to be emotionally involved in your show. Of it. Huh?
I don't know how strong of a theory this is now, but I know at one point there were people that thought that Omega could be Rey's mom or grandmother. But I don't know, like, if she dies by the end of the season, you know.
Unless Crosshair died, I would have checked out. Maybe, you know what? Here's going to be something funny. What if Crosshair's the only one that lives? You know, he had this whole lovely redemption arc, and because even though the other ones stayed good, they all bite the bullet at the end of the season or whatever, but Crosshair's the only one that has survived. That'd be a twist. I'd like that.
Okay, maybe grandmother then. Maybe grandmother.
No, because that means Palpatine would have had to have with Omega.
Little that
well, it's and not that's, my see, that's just really, it's really gross theory. Because Omega's a kid still. I mean, come on. And the Emperor's an old crusty old man now.
That's my point.
Oh, my mind's eye. Stop it. Stop. You're putting thoughts up there that don't need to be there.
Yeah, I don't think they do. Was,
no. Yeah, I put an image in everyone's head. Yeah. No, that's not my theory. It's just a theory I saw. I don't think it's true.
I don't buy it. But then again, you know what, though? You know what, though? Here's a thought that may add some credence. Rey's dad is a test tube baby. And that means that Rey's mother or Rey's that still wouldn't work.
No, she's just a nobody, her mother.
You don't know that. You thought Rey was a nobody for 2 movies. They made you think Ray
was the nope. Yeah. Well, almost three full movies until the last 10 seconds.
Ray's okay. So how does this work then? So if Palpatine is Ray's father's father, that's her grandfather. Theoretically, Omega could be Rey's grandmother, but her maternal grandmother?
Mom.
Her mom's mom? Would that work? Why not?
Theoretically, yeah.
No, because the time doesn't line up. Well,
it's just
I don't know.
The time doesn't line up. The timeline doesn't work. The times doesn't work.
Let's see. If Palpatine had a little
see,
fun,
Cam's got this all figured out.
Why?
Ray's father is a strand cast offspring of Palpatine. Miramir is a nobody. She's not a nobody.
That sounds
she's
like
Ray's
a
mother.
Lord of the Rings name.
That's not a nobody. Miramir. Everybody is somebody.
Yeah, it seems like.
But anyway, again, great two episodes, amazing. The season is all good so far. Again, I have found very, very little to complain about it. I don't think has anybody, Debbie, you're our online person. Has anybody been complaining about this season online? What have the online things been doing?
Not really. I mean, there's been a few here and there that, you know, thought there was one or two episodes that were, you know, filler. But yeah, for the most part, I think everybody has been loving this season and they're really enjoying it and they're upset this is the last season. So,
hey, you know what? I'm all for it. Quit while you're ahead. That's a good way to do it. You know, you're gonna end on a high note, end on something that you're gonna be proud of, to where it's like, oh, it was so good in season five, but then in season six and season seven, season eight was the last season, and it just kind of went downhill after season five, kind of thing. You know, you don't want to overplay it. So,
well, I don't know, because it's like their animation shows have not had that problem to me. I was just gonna say, except for that the show that shall not be named.
Debbie loves Resistance.
Mm-hmm. About as I'm much as I like Karen.
I'm gonna Debbie, I'm gonna find you a Resistance t-shirt and I'm gonna send it to you so you can wear it on the show.
Ooh, it would go right in the trash along with the kitty litter.
I love Karen and I love Resistance.
Debbie would shred it and mix it with the kitty litter so that the cat would do its business on it.
Yeah, that's a no from me. Thank you.
Oh man. I just found you a good Christmas present, too.
Maybe. I just ordered the shirt. Dang it.
I haven't, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, but I mean, even as far as like, you know, I go look at Legos. God help me. Every time I go to Target or Walmart or wherever else, I go look at the toys. One, so I can go look at the Legos and see what's new and good, but just because I like looking at the toys. But even looking at the toys, looking at Star Wars toys,
it's never mentioned.
I can't tell you that I cannot honestly say that I've seen Resistance, Star Wars Resistance toys in stores. I mean, I honestly cannot tell you that. I take that back.
It's a show Lucasfilm wants you to forget.
I have two, they released two Resistance Lego sets. There were two Lego sets from the show Resistance. Those Lego sets well, they're not on my shelves. I took them both down. I kept the little figures out. I keep the minifigures out so I can have the minifigures. But I needed room on my shelves, and it's like, you guys can go. y'all can go sit in a bin somewhere. Not in a bin, but I like, I think I got a box in the closet in the guest room. It's like, you guys can go collect dust because at least I've got you, but whatever. But other than that, I cannot think of any, I mean, no action figures, no ships, no toys, nothing.
I don't think there was any marketing for that show. I think it was just a filler show.
Let's do something Star Wars and maybe it'll take off.
I think it was just something to fill in a couple of years right before The Force Awakens. That's all it did. Because the last...
Did it come out before The Force Awakens?
I don't even remember.
It came out after.
I thought it came out between Solo and Rise of Skywalker.
But...
Because there was an 18-month gap between Solo and Rise of Skywalker.
But it takes place a couple years before Force Awakens. Because the last part of the second season, if I remember correctly, I mean, you hear Hux's speech, you know, that he gives, and you know, they make little references here and there to events that are happening. So yeah, it was just that whole show was a filler.
That show ran for 2 years, 2 years and 50 episodes. Mm-hmm. 50 episodes. How in the world? Good Lord, two seasons. 20 episodes in the first season. Oh my good God, how?
And it was painful.
Oh my God. Why?
We need to hire Sherlock Holmes to figure out how it got 50 episodes.
It was I only watched it in the event that, you know, there was something revealed or whatever. And the only thing that's even been connected with Resistance is in Ahsoka, one of the judges or jury or whatever was the dad of the main character in Resistance. Mm-hmm. That's it. And that
I watched, you know, it just so that I could say that I watched everything Star Wars. That was
I couldn't even get through the third episode. I got through 2.5 episodes and I was like, nope, can't do it.
I had to force myself.
Cannot do it.
Yeah. It wasn't a quick watch for me, I can tell you that.
But see, and that again, you know, something you say watch everything Star Wars. I can like Samuel, and I watch what's that show they got, the Young Jedi Adventures? Mm-hmm. I think is the show that's on Disney. A little kid show. I mean, nothing to do with, it's not, I mean, it's like a learning
High
show.
High Republic, that takes, right?
Yeah.
High Republic, and, yeah.
I mean, it's not the best Star Wars ever. It's not horrible. I'd rather watch that than Resistance. Let's just say that. It's made for kids, and you know what, there's a lot of toys out there. There's a lot of merchandise out there that is, I mean, you can go down the kids aisle and you can see, you know, you see Spider-Man and you see Batman and you see Superman and you see, hey, look, there's the Young Jedi Knights, and they've got a temple and they've got a ship and they got speeder bikes and they got all the characters and everything else. And I'm like, okay, see, now where's the Resistance stuff like this? Resistance, yeah, that was made for kids too. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not like little kids, but maybe like preteens. But even still, preteens still buy toys. Where are all the toys for Resistance other than the two?
It was just a, and I hate to say it because, you know, it's Filoni, but it was just a bad show. The characters were annoying. I did not like the
animation
style, which was cell shading or something. I did not like it. Never could get used to it. Yeah, it was just, if Filoni had any failures as long as he has been with Lucasfilm, that would be his one failure, because I don't know anybody who really liked
that one.
I'm pretty sure he did. I could be wrong. Maybe
he might have been the producer. Yeah, He was probably a producer, being animation.
He was in the
creator, but I'm sure he was a
painter. Hang on. He did not direct any of it.
Did he write any of it?
Mm-hmm. He wrote.
I hope no.
No.
He is credited as creator and developer, and he did not write it, but the story. So I guess just the overall story was his, but it doesn't look like he wrote any specific.
He was
episode. But George Lucas was attached to it too. So I mean, he was the executive producer, along with like 15 other people.
Well, so. Whose ever idea it was, it was a bad one.
Yeah. Horrible.
I think that's the only animated Star Wars series that really sucked. It really did. It was bad.
Well, and it's not part of the clone era, so it's not really connected to anything other than maybe a few bits here and there. It's not following. Well,
I wouldn't have minded if it
lead off of it. You know,
even if it wasn't related, I wouldn't have minded if it was good. I mean, it could have been about somewhere else in the Star Wars universe. I really don't care as long as it's good and I enjoy watching it. But that, every episode.
I heard a leak. There was a leak or scoop that Sid from the Bad Batch is going to get a prequel show of her rise up to this. Of her getting, I'm just kidding. I'm just messing with you.
Wow. I'm just saying no.
No one likes Sid.
I'm honestly glad she hasn't been in this season at all. But,
She gives a mission. Like,
I was actually looking at some of the trivia.
Would that be better than Resistance?
It says, despite being praised for his work on Star Wars, The Clone Wars, Rebels, The Mandalorian, and The Book of Boba Fett, most fans never mention this show when talking about Filoni. I wonder why.
What is?
This show was created by Dave Filoni, although most fans never even talk about it. What is Star Wars Resistance? Horrible.
Debbie, we should do a Star Wars anything? Jeopardy episode.
No.
All right, good. Shameless plugs. What do we got tonight, Debbie?
Geek Gauntlet on Saturday. MCU Mondays, season two, episode two of Daredevil. And Sith Dominion on Tuesday.
How was this past? I haven't watched the episode yet. So, how was your? How was this week's?
The Sith Dominion. Dr. Dana went on a little rant. It was good. If you watch any of it, watch the rant. It's pretty early on in the show.
I saw that 2 minute. Yeah.
What was he ranting about?
I saw that on the.
Basically the sequels and how they ruined like Han, you know, the death that Han got and then Luke and just the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was good.
I agreed with pretty much everything he said, so.
I'm going to have to go watch it now. Dr. Dana, I'm coming for you. I'm watching you. And then
War of the Stars dropped a new episode yesterday. So, and they were talking. They're on episode 5.
I think they're an episode behind us. We did our first episode, and then they did. I think they're one episode behind us. So,
Yeah, but their newest episode dropped yesterday.
Okay. Andrew, shameless plugs?
Not really anything new to add other than MCU Monday next Monday and Cantina Happy Hour next week. So
MCU Monday. So next Monday we'll be doing Daredevil. The Monday after that, we're starting X-Men 97. So we're going to jump from R-rated blood and guts Daredevil to animated kids show. It's going to be fun. And probably about the time X-Men finishes, it'll be time for Deadpool 3. So I think, or close to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's only 10 episodes of X-Men.
Yeah, and there's a 2-episode premiere, so there'll be 9 weeks. Oh. And I know Deadpool's like late June or July.
No, it's mid-July.
Yeah, it's July.
Mid-July.
25th, okay.
I thought it was the 16th.
I don't know.
May 13th.
Ask Deadpool behind you.
Yeah. May 13th is the last X-Men episode. So we'll get off X-Men on MCU Mondays. And we'll be there for about a month and a half and jump into Deadpool. But Deadpool's only going to be it's a movie. It's not like we're going to be. So anyway. Well, that is going to be it for us tonight. Don't forget to check out geeknewsnow.net. Check out that article by Mr. John Ambrose, who was here with us earlier today, all about Rogue Squadron. Check his article out. Great article. Read it this morning. I'm all kinds of excited to see Rogue One coming, or Rogue One, Rogue Squadron being. See, I'm doing Deadpool and Daredevil again. So, Rogue Squadron, happy to see that on the docket. Go check his article out. Check us out on all the socials: Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, not Twitter, X, the application formerly known as Twitter. Don't forget to like and subscribe here on YouTube, Geek News Now Official. Like, subscribe, hit that thumbs up so you get notifications when we go live. We will see all of you next week right here at the Cantina Happy Hour. Y'all have a great week, and may the Force be with you all.
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere.